Oh. All right, well, let's just continue the conversation. No intro, because I'm trying to hold on to it, bro, before I lose my train of thought. So, we were talking about Lil Nas X. And how it beat Drake's...
I think it was, like, what? Most streamed... What?
In 24 hours. Yeah.
Was it YouTube?
YouTube Music, I think. YouTube Music? No, Spotify.
Oh.
Or maybe just throughout all three of them. Right? Like, just total maybe. Streams in one day.
I think. Let me look it up.
All right. I believe it was Spotify, though. And what you said, the Lil Nas X song, Old Town Road, hit 80 million in one day?
I think it's, that's what it said. It beat his 1 week. I thought it was one day. It was 1 week streaming record.
And how much was it?
Sending me to the fucking... Continue.
1 week. I mean, I guess it gives it more time, because the meme that was Old Town Road kind of, like, gradually got bigger.
Oh, it was on a Billboard's U.S. streaming songs chart. 80 million. Damn.
And opposed to 60 million?
Oh, wait, no. The fuck did the one tweet say 80 million? No, it says right here, it was 143 million.
Oof.
The previous record was held by Drake's In My Feelings, which was 116 million.
About 31 million?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Damn.
I don't think that
it's
the next song that he drops or his album is going to even be close to that.
It's been number one for over 6 weeks.
Wow.
It was the...
Means that one? No, I think it was out a little bit before.
Oh, wait, no, it says something about 6 weeks.
It started becoming, like, a thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's had its second week at number one, but it's been on the chart. Wait, I don't know. I'm confused by this tweet. What does it say?
Second week and number one.
But it says 6 weeks. Was the song out for 6 weeks already?
I think Old Town Road was already out for, like, 6 weeks, is what it's saying.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, and I think not as many people are going to enjoy the style of music he might end up making.
I haven't really heard, I heard like one or two snippets, I think, of some other songs he was making. I think he was trying to do kind of like rap rock or whatever. That's what I've seen a couple people like quote tweeting it with.
Mm. Yeah, I think he was quoted saying that he made the Old Town Road. He wanted to make a light hearted song. Like, that was his goal for that. So it's not really like the thing that he does the most, I guess, or focuses on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's
like hopping into just like different genres?
Probably, but he might have a main genre. And I don't think everyone that listens to Old Town Road is gonna like transfer to his other genre and be able to like it.
Maybe.
But it's going to give him a lot of fans. A lot of publicity.
I feel like it's kind of just going to be like how Lil Yachty's year was. I think he's going to have that type of year. But I think past that, I'm not sure we're going to be seeing much of him after that.
Yeah.
Depending on like what kind of music he makes, I guess.
Yeah. I'm okay with like rock and roll, though. So rap rock might actually be decent.
Maybe. I mean... He did country rap pretty well, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's streaming like crazy, so.
I hope it actually becomes, like, he's nice with it, because I think that'd be pretty cool, like, to listen to.
I wonder what he would be doing with it for that type of genre.
I don't know. But there's a lot you can do in that genre. Like, there's emo rock, and then, like, there's all kinds of subgenre of, like, hard rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, what the neighborhood did with the R&B rock.
Yeah. And then... I mean, do you think he would, like, continue this formula of, like, featuring someone in that genre?
I don't know, but it'd be smart.
I mean, I could see him doing that.
Yeah.
If not for, like an actual feature, like a verse, maybe do, like, a drummer or something people know of.
Is that a thing?
I mean, those representatives, like, brought in, like, Travis Barker to do, like, drums for their song.
On, like, shows or, like, on, like
songs, on the songs
that they're putting out?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I think it'd just be harder for them to know.
Maybe. Unless I mean, they give them, like, the feature credit on the song title, so, I mean...
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, actually. He'll probably do something like that.
I could see him doing that.
That Billy Ray Cyrus remix came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting
honestly, to happen. It came almost like, what, like a few days after they took him off the charts, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure, but it was a banger.
I wasn't expecting it to sound like that. Because what it, I think he tweeted out like something similar happened to him at one point in time in his career, and he was told to like take it as a compliment. So I think
what is a compliment?
The fact that what did they say? I think he said something like only outlaws are outlawed, and like he basically like the reason why he got on the song was because like something similar happened to him where like his song was taken off the country charts, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like a theory? Or does that have a little bit of grounding?
No, I think like it actually happened. Like he was taken off of it. So then like he jumped on it, I guess, because he like went through something similar. I mean, that's like the only thing I can think of like why he kind of did it. Because he was praising him and everything.
Praising who?
Lil Nas X.
He was praising Lil Nas?
Yeah, he said like he heard the song and he was like, what's not country about this? And
yeah. But why were they going to take it down? Why'd they take it down?
They said it didn't embrace enough like elements of like country in the song.
Because it was really lighthearted. That's why, like, I mean, like, it's just, the only things that were really country about it shit. Were his, like, his voice. And then some of the things he said.
I mean, but, like,
I've, like, that like, cowboy hat from Gucci doesn't exist. I mean, they were like, bro, what?
I mean, they let, like, pop country slide, and that's pop country is most definitely like 95% pop and like 5% country, and that 5% is just the artist name.
I don't know, maybe they don't like rap.
I mean I seen a Twitter thread that someone I follow retweeted there, and I guess the guy was like a former label worker, like I think maybe executive or employee for like a country label, and he basically said like, yeah, they're just kind of racist, they don't want you to be on their charts, so you had to go bye bye.
I mean, yeah, I can see that too.
I don't know why though, what does it matter?
Yo, Billy Ray the Goat, then he said, hold on,
he was like, wait, y'all taking him off the charts, I'm gonna just say fucking hop on a remix, and then y'all have to let it chart because I'm Billy Ray Cyrus,
right? That's basically what he said. What's up?
I think it's the second number one. What year did Achy Breaky Heart come out? Because that was his first one.
Who?
Achy Breaky Heart. What year did that come out?
I don't know.
Because I think that was his first number one, and then this one's the second.
Like on the billboards or in a genre?
On the billboards, on the charts.
I didn't even know he had another number one.
Yeah, his first one was Achy Breaky Heart, but I don't remember when that shit came out.
I wonder how many songs he's made in total. If he's only made two...
Probably a shit ton, because I think that shit came out in, like, the 80s, 90s.
Yeah. But no one really knows much about his other songs.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, unless you're, like, a Billy Ray Cyrus fan.
But he's hyping up his next album.
Is he?
A little bit. I think on Twitter he was saying, like, I'm not gonna just be, like, O-Town Road.
Oh. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm not doing a one and done. I'm about to give y'all some actual music.
And the album coming out, I'm gonna give it a listen. Let me see.
I mean, I can listen to country.
And I think he made a point of just not being in one genre.
Fair enough. I mean, I feel like Billy Ray's talented enough, like music wise, to like go to different genres. I just don't know what he would do besides country. Cause his voice, it's like unique to like that sound.
Yeah, he has. His voice is country mode.
Like, if I hear a pop song from Billy Ray Cyrus, I might be a little upset.
I doubt he'll just keep telling Billy Ray Cyrus to get on features.
He's gonna milk the fuck out of Billy Ray Cyrus's vocals.
Come with me.
He's gonna bring him everywhere, like, hey, I need another song.
Right? Please. I think O-Town Road, I can see maybe a little bit why the argument was there. It seems like it was mostly the voice and the stuff that he talked about.
I mean, like, I just want to know what they consider to be, like, having enough country elements in your song.
I don't know. Do country people be flexing? Because he was flexing.
I mean, they probably do some. I don't really listen to, like, a bunch of country, so I'm not really sure.
I think someone on Twitter said something about, like, they're listening to a country song, and it was about a girl waiting for something to, like, stab her boyfriend.
I mean, yeah, they do have, like, really random song topics. I heard like one country song. I forget who it was by. I think it was like Luke Bryan or some shit like that. He was basically talking about like, I'm gonna have sex with this girl in the bayou. And that was just like the whole song.
I don't know, man. They don't really talk about horses.
They just like you know how like R&B, like when it was like first coming around, they had to be like not nonchalant, but they had to be kind of like sneaky with how they did the innuendo towards like sexual shit. That's kind of like what country does. They don't outright say like, "Hey, I'm gonna fuck."
Yeah.
They're just like, "Hey, I'm gonna take you over here. We're gonna have a hoedown," and then boom.
Have a hoedown.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, if they still kind of like flex in the songs, so it's just kind of like talking about like
so what he's gonna do with the girl. Would they say that metaphors are a big part of country songs?
Maybe. I mean, there's probably some artists that like use that.
That song was country. I don't care what they say.
Man, they had the acoustic instrument. I mean, like, I don't know what exactly they were like wanting for the elements, because
they probably had, I think it had bass in it. And I don't remember many country songs that have bass in it. Well, and who knows in their eyes, you know, it's all opinionative to them. And they said that it doesn't have the elements, but like, they can make an argument like, oh, that bass, that's definitely not country, you know?
I mean, yeah, I guess, because they kind of did put like, I'm thinking they put like a whole instrumental behind the acoustic, right?
I don't know.
Or was it just kind of like the bass or whatever behind the acoustic?
I think so.
Cause I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was like the guitar and then the bass.
Yeah. Point is, his next album better go hard.
I'm not sure when he's releasing it. Rap rock. I think he put the snippets on his Twitter, but I mean, yeah, he said he's working on an album. I mean, I've seen people in the replies talking about don't do it too soon, blah blah blah, and then he was like, nah, y'all getting this album. So.
If it's good, hopefully, maybe he can get, like, a feature with the neighborhood and get some R&B rap rock.
I would listen to it.
I think I would, too. Because sometimes, Jesse from the neighborhood, he has, like, a little bit of a background of, like, hip-hop and rapping. And in some of his songs, you can kind of hear it.
I figured one of them had to have, because they had, like, Ghostface Killah on the track. And, like, Nipsey Hussle and other people.
Yeah, so like, some of the songs that they do sound a little more rappy, but it's not quite rapping. So like, I feel like they would do a feature with Lil Nas X if he's doing rap rock and it's like it sounds nice. And I think it'd be like a good listen.
I think on the snippets I heard, when people were like, oh, this is kind of like rap rock, or like it sounds like it, they were mainly like pointing at like the instrumental, because I think it had like a bass, or like just like a
bass guitar,
Maybe like an electric guitar, one of the two. Like in the background, like on top of like another like 808. So it's kind of basically like swapping guitars pretty much. But I'm not sure.
Swapping between the beats?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Because in the songs that the neighborhood have, whenever they bring in like someone that's about to rap, they change the beat to an 808. So like, can they not like overlay
I mean, they probably can. You wouldn't be able to tell like
what's what.
It's a clean mixture, I guess.
Oh, so it'd be like,
it'll probably be hard to mix, I guess. Well. Maybe. I figure that's why they avoid it.
I feel like, I hope someone,
or maybe they just do it like because like it's easier to rap on like a more like focused beat where like you can easily tell like how the flow is going.
Yeah, I guess it's probably really hard to rap on.
I mean, he's probably going to try to do it, though.
Because if he finds a good, like,
if he finds a way to do it, then maybe.
It would probably sound nice.
Maybe.
It would be something to listen to.
I wonder how many genres he's going to try, if he decides to.
I don't know.
Because I feel like he might do that for a while, but then, like, try to really push his, like, regular, like, rapping.
Maybe. I don't know. I think
because I feel like he would
diversifying.
I feel like he wouldn't. Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, how long could you really do that, though, before, like, you would have to find, like, a pocket to be in?
Probably not too long.
Because I feel like you can try to, you could try to diversify as long as possible, but eventually, would it really be, like, profitable enough to continue?
Yeah, probably not. Unless, like, you got the magic touch and all these are bangers.
Because I feel like if you're going to focus on so many different genres, you're not going to really be able to produce that well in all of them. Like one or two of them, you're probably gonna lack in.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how he sees the music. If he's super passionate about it and he's good at it, mm-hmm. And he's able to like put energy into his songs like he does or he did in like his good ones, they could all pretty much be good. Like how Tekashi does with his songs. Mm-hmm. All his songs are like really energizing, and he says that he just has fun when he records. And I guess maybe it translates, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why so many people mm-hmm. were willing to listen to his songs, because they're easy to like, I guess, get hyped to. Hmm. So if he's able to like put that passion into his songs, mm-hmm. I can see that they could be good.
Maybe, yeah. And you said he said he wants to diversify his music?
Yeah, I think so. Not sure though.
I mean, he probably has a plan on like for how long he wants to do that then, since he's already decided like I want to do this.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know that he said it. He wasn't specifically like country rap was not his one thing.
I mean, yeah, I knew it wasn't like his only thing, because I know because I followed him before he started making music, and then like once he started making music, he just kind of like dropped random like links to his music, and like you know how they have like the videos you can post to, he had like some of those for his music. And then, like, I seen he dropped Old Town Road, and then that started getting big. And then the whole, like, chart thing happened. So, I mean, he could probably use that for a while and then not even really drop music.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the time he's taken, like, before he drops the second track, that, like, off his, like, mainstream career, he could probably take a while and, like, work on it. And that and probably other music, too, because I think... How long did it take Cardi from Bodak Yellow to like drop her album? Like months, right?
I think so, yeah.
So he could probably go a little while without having to drop any music.
Yeah. I think you said something about him saying that they're gonna get this album soon.
Yeah. I know he was tweeting about it, and the people were telling him not to drop it.
I mean, I guess it could be worry of like the longer that he waits, the bigger the expectations.
Maybe. Either that or maybe like less interest.
Less interest, yeah. Losing
like people. After a while of like not really like dropping any music or like not because dropping
a lot
album,
of people are gonna be like. A lot of people who streamed Old Town Road don't follow him.
Yeah.
And like if they seen it, they only retweeted things that other people retweeted or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So none of them have a stick on his like a connection with him to be able to see this other stuff. So
that and
pushing it out fast will let it go with the momentum and flow into people's phones so people can see it.
I mean, there's that, and I think at least on Spotify. When I checked it, he doesn't have any of his other songs on there, so I feel like you would have to have listened to it probably on like SoundCloud in order to really see like, oh, this guy has other music out.
Yeah.
So I think that would also hurt him if he decides to like wait too long, because like people might go back and like stream the song every so often, but like they'll never see anything else on his page except Old Town Road.
Yeah, and I doubt that they'll play Old Town Road every so often. I don't think it's really like a song that's...
I mean, like, so, like maybe...
I don't think it's a shuffle play song.
Not even a shuffle play?
Nah, bro.
I mean, there's some people that, like, still stream, like, the most randomest of music that's out there. So, I mean, maybe, like, a few people.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But I don't think a large amount.
Probably not a large amount. Maybe some people who, like, oh, I remember this song, and then they just kind of throw it on.
I think if that was to happen, it'd be in situations where like they're doing it as like a joke. Maybe. You guys remember when this was number one and everyone kind of just like, oh yeah, yeah. And then they do the verses and stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do it a couple times, to be honest.
He might need to drop music soon then. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think,
because I feel like while there's still like the hype of the song, he might be able to just end up capitalizing and not really having that much risk.
Yeah, but if he doesn't make a good album, then the people, like all these people listening to it, are gonna hear that, okay, this isn't as great, mm-hmm. and then that kind of, I mean, people are less likely to come back after something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's that, and there's also like what happened to Fetty Wap, where he like just dropped hit after hit after hit. I think what was it, like 4 or 5 songs he dropped in the span of like a few months.
Yeah, I
remember. And then when it came time for his album, everyone was like, I already heard this shit. Skip, skip, skip.
Yeah.
And then, like, after that first year of him, like, dropping all those songs and then the album, it was like, all right, fall off the face of the earth.
I mean, I think that was just kind of him putting out all his singles.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't know if it, like, it would be smart of him to really, like... Because I know he said he was dropping an album, but he hasn't dropped a song from the album or, like, just, like, a throwaway song first, like how most artists do before they drop an album. Uh-huh. So he hasn't even done that. So if he just drops his album straight after the single, that shit might flop, and then, boom, no one's coming back to listen to anything.
Yeah, you're right, I guess. It'd probably be smart to do, like, a song before, too, because then it gets, like... people talking about,
because people usually use like the throwaway song as like a test to see like how people, the fans, react.
Yeah,
and then if they like that, then they'll probably throw like one more or two more.
Well, it depends how big the album are. I think Lil Nas X is really a small rapper. His album might just be like 8 to 11 songs,
maybe. I mean, most artists are like gearing towards that anyway, the shorter album format.
Mm-hmm. So like if he only had 8 songs on the album, I doubt he'll really want to be putting out too many.
Maybe like 2 at most. And then the other ones, like,
have 6 songs you didn't listen to.
Yeah, like the 1 or 2 like hits of the song, yeah, or of the album.
I don't know. I think it'd be smarter to play something mid range.
Maybe, or like just good enough to like garner attention towards yourself and like the album. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, I like the song. Oh, and he has a project out coming soon, so it's got to be good if they're throwing this out.
Yeah. I don't know
what he would be able to like throw out that would garner that though.
Depends what genre, really, and what, like, because...
I feel like if he's only rapping, it would be underwhelming. Because I feel like people are going to expect something...
Like after what he showed us?
Yeah, I feel like he's good. People are going to be expecting something like that. Maybe not in, like, the same, like, country genre, but, like, in like, a different one. Mm-hmm. So if he just drops, like, a song of him just straight rapping and, like, a catchy hook or something, it might not, like... garner much attention, like, oh, now he's just kind of doing his own music.
Yeah,
but like if he does like a different genre for it, it might also end up hurting him, because like what if that isn't hitting like the other one did?
Yeah. Honestly, I think no matter what he does, I don't think he's trying to keep the country like attention, because I think a lot of the people that were listening to it were people who I probably enjoy hip hop and rap, you know, and it being on the number one on the country leaderboard is one because of Billy Ray Cyrus, and two because it was a really like fun sounding and like country song, which is what I guess people who enjoyed country got into it, right? But it's not really what country is, you know.
Yeah.
So if he's doing something different, I doubt that he's gonna want to keep the country attention, and he'll just go to his own thing. Because now he has the attention of people who are probably into what he does. They wouldn't have had his attention before. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he really cares. Like, he's not going to try to go for the country fan. So it's probably just going to be his own thing.
Yeah. I mean, what he might do is maybe kind of like... try a different genre. And then see how that works.
Yeah.
And like see how the fans of that respond before trying to do like a whole diversify like formula.
Yeah.
Maybe just like the first 2 or 3 songs.
You wanna go take him out?
Yeah.
Alright. I'll be right back. He's going to take out Coco. The dog. I don't know what we're gonna talk about next. Maybe we could talk about like what we were talking about, colonizing Mars. Or we could just talk about like weird conscious theories.
What are some conscious theories?
I don't know, bro. They're not really theories. They're just me going on like really long tangents of what could be. But it's like starting off of something.
Like what?
How like if we could transfer our like consciousness into like a computer or a shell and then be able to control it like a robot. And then, like, talking about that and then where it could lead us, right?
That's interesting. Where could that lead us?
It could lead us to a pretty interesting place, I think. Like, so, everything I'm about to say is, like, a lot of generalization and a lot of things that I feel that I've read, but probably I'm not remembering totally correctly. But I think leads for good fantasy. So, like, the universe is really just made up of, like, like what the universe is and like what it was at the in the beginning of the Big Bang and like when it started, it was just like a bunch of energy, right? And that's what makes up everything in the universe. Like humans run off energy, life runs off energy, stars, like all the like a lot of things run off energy, and it's just like part of the universe. So like if we were to transfer human consciousness to a robot, right? And this robot runs off of electricity and we still have the consciousness in there, right? Like you could probably go to a lot of different places after that, because now your consciousness is not stuck in a limiting human body. You can add modifications to like robot bodies and things like that and do whatever you want with them, right? And if you're able to upload your consciousness to a shell, right, and like be able to live through that because maybe you have it backed up or something, like imagine being able to back up a human consciousness on like something electrical. And they try by like taking pictures of like your brains and trying to map every neuron and everything to like basically get your brain into a computer, like everything that has made it up or whatever. Go ahead and let Coco in. So yeah, if you can do that, then what else can you like, where else can the human consciousness go, right? Because like there's all types of energies in the universe, right? There's gravitational effects, and there's like vibrations and like electrical energies and like all kinds of different types of energies, right? Could you like transfer your consciousness between these energies? Because like if it has energy and all you need is energy to keep a consciousness alive, if you like, I think if you upload your consciousness into a human, like into a shell, your consciousness is now running off electrical energy, right?
Well, what do you mean by like a shell?
Well, just like a robot body that has nothing in it, and then when you upload your consciousness, you start taking control of what the robot body is.
Oh, okay.
Right? Kind of like that robot with the AI thing.
Oh.
But instead of an AI, it's your brain, right? If you can do that, then you kind of prove that consciousness just needs energy to be conscious, right? And I guess that's still true in our human bodies because we run off energy. But if you can transfer it, what other energies could you transfer it to? You know, could you transfer it to like heat energy and just like be a part of some heat? Like, could you give a star a consciousness? Like, could your consciousness survive off the heat energy that the star is producing? Or like, I don't know what other energies are in the universe, to be honest. Like, there's plasma energy, vibration energy, gravity and shit like that.
Maybe.
Like, just any other energy. And your consciousness could, like, completely change. Because now you are the consciousness of a star. Or, like, imagine if you could transfer it to, like, the core part of a galaxy where the heat is so intense. And your consciousness is, like, overlapping all this energy. Your consciousness might be able to reach out even further. Right? Because, like, the consciousness is located in our brain, right? And our brain's able to control our body. Now, if you upload your consciousness to a robot and you give this robot like magnets in his hands, now, and like if you have something designed in there where you can shut the magnets on and off, right? And they're really strong and precise, you could then like just start moving things around that are metallic and magnetic with your hands. And like you could train that robot to feed you information of into your brain of like exactly the intricacies of the magnetic fields and everything, so you can see exactly how this object's gonna move. And like if you use both hands and you line up the magnetic fields right, like there's stuff in this world that shows us like when you can set something on that levitating little pad, that's because like it's in a perfect magnetic way where it's floating, right? You could do that with objects, right? If this robot had magnets in its fingers, and then you could hold something like in between both your hands just floating there, right? And you could get proficient with things like that, right? Now then that would be assuming the consciousness just remembers everything. Which might not be the case, you know. But yeah, you could, whatever other modifications you want to make to the robot shell, you could probably do, right? And that's assuming that the whatever is in that your brain, your consciousness can take all that. We're not sure if we can, you know. But yeah, you could, like, what if you could become in like a dimensional entity? Like, just in space, floating, like, in between the nothingness, in between stars or something like that. Like, you'd, like, transcend what is to just be a human brain.
I mean, like, how would it be possible for us to really do that?
I don't know.
Could it be?
The only reason I've even thought of things like this is because there's been, like, articles about research that's been done on trying to be able to upload a human brain. But I think they've given numbers on, like, the amount of space a human brain has. I don't know. But they've been trying, and they use certain techniques. I don't have my phone, so I can't look it up, but I was just more thinking along the what if they can, you know? They don't know if it's possible, but an interesting question comes from that, of, like, if they do manage to do it, and they upload, like, they copy your brain's everything, and they put it into a machine, and this machine thinks that it's you and has all your memories and everything, like, would it then be, like, ethical to be able to shut it down and kill it? Because, like, if it seems like it has your consciousness, and it's conscious, would you treat it as the same person or a different person?
I mean, isn't the argument, like, oh, it doesn't, like, have a soul, so technically it's not really alive or whatever?
Yeah, but, like, what is the soul, then, at that point?
I mean, are we even really sure what it is? Because I think I read something that said we're not.
Dude, no, I don't even know. We don't even know if a soul exists. I think that's a religious belief.
Welp.
But, like, everything that we are is in our consciousness. I think that's basically kind of what separates us from animals, kind of. I don't know.
What, a conscious?
Like, our sense of self. Which is, like, the ego, which is, like, a subconscious thing. And I don't know. What are we talking about? Like, the soul thing?
Yeah,
I don't think, like, oh, yeah, if we can... Okay, so, yeah, if we transfer the copy of your brain into this machine, and it seems like it has consciousness, it has all your memories, it has your personality, and it thinks like you do because it has everything in there, and it's able to think, because what you learned by growing up, and if it's able to remember everything, even all the subconscious things that happened, it would have you. It would be you with everything that you are. So, in a way, if the processes in there could compute everything, to the way where it realizes all the lessons you learned and everything, and it made it think like a human, and then, you know, it believed it was a human, would it be ethical to kill it? Because it literally went through everything that you did.
And now just basically right on somewhere else. I think it's, like, right on the fine line between both. It's like it's too much of, like,
each one,
an argument. Yeah. For either side to really define what side it belongs to. But just, like, shotgun reaction, I'd say unethical.
I agree. I think, like, yeah. As a first off, that's what I'd say.
I feel like there's, like, a lot, like,
sympathy.
Yeah. But sympathy, like, there's also, like, a lot of research you would have to look into to really, like, fully understand whether it is or isn't, like, ethical.
Yeah,
I think the stance of, like, you know what exactly this is.
Yeah, I think it would also depend on how the technology works. Like, if they copy your brain and it gets in there, but it can't learn and do rational thinking like you, then, you know, at that point, I would say it's ethical, because it's not really, like, human consciousness. It's just computer.
Yeah, I mean,
and then it's just, like, a replication or a computation of a computer trying to understand what the brain is, you know? So it could be that, too. It could be something like that. But if it's the other way, you know, then the question gets tough. But these are all questions that you can't really get answers to unless it happens.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it does happen, it opens up a lot more questions. Like, if we can't, like, basically, if it does have a consciousness and it learned and does that, like, then it would make us question what consciousness is, right? Another way it could work is if you have to transfer your brain from your body to the robot. If it's that way, then I think the views of what consciousness is would probably change. So, like,
I feel like that would give, like, an even bigger
question.
I was gonna say, like, it would probably give people, like, a bigger reason to, like, say it's unethical.
Oh, yeah, obviously, because then, we would draw reactions to that's someone in there,
yeah.
Like, that is someone's brain in there, right? Because we see that this is, no, like, their body slumped, and they're over here now, and they say that's them over there, but over here, like, it would solidify that is someone. But if you still seen the real person standing, and then a robot, and you know that it's his brain in there that they just copied, but that's still the real one, it'd be a lot easier to be like, just kill it, you know? But some people might have the views where I said it's unethical because, you know, it thinks like human, all that. But if your brain is transferred, I think a lot more people would lean towards it's unethical. Definitely. But
yeah, I feel like one of those things that would just, like, you know how there's some laws, it's like, this is really hard, how do they get to this conclusion for this?
Yeah.
That would be something where it's like, there would be outcry from, like, both sides, no matter what the verdict would be on that. If they were to, like, decide, like, yeah, alright, we're just gonna do it,
yeah,
we believe it's ethical.
Yeah, because some people might, like, get augmentations where it makes them super strong,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden that's, like, a problem, because some people aren't gonna be the nicest, you know?
Yeah.
So there'd probably be outcry on both sides of people who are fearing of it, and people who are sympathizing for them, you know? But if it's the transferring of your entire consciousness, like, if copying your brain and then you have to upload it and you can't control that thing anymore over there because your consciousness is now over here,
mm-hmm.
I think it raises a lot more questions.
Yeah.
It's like, then what is consciousness? Because, like, consciousness, our brain, right? Our brain in that body had consciousness and it was learning and doing everything, right? But that brain is now over here in the shell, right? Like, you're using something other than your brain. So you aren't in the brain. You are something else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you have to force the consciousness between one body to the other, you are no longer the brain that was in the human body. You are now just the consciousness using the energy of whatever is in the robot shell to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it raises a lot more questions of who we are and what we might be, you know? And some people say, like, the one consciousness theory where, like, we come from just, like, a backwards net of just one huge consciousness of the universe or something like that. I think that's pretty interesting. I don't know enough about it to talk about it. But, like, it does raise a lot more questions, especially of, like, what the consciousness is capable of. Because, like, if it was controlling the human brain and only the body, if you were to set up this AI robot brain or whatever, because, like, supercomputers are super, like, powerful now. Like, they're insanely powerful. And if, you know, technology keeps going, you could put yourself in a brain of a computer that's crazy powerful, right? Like, you could have control of a whole space station or, like, a bunch of things on your body or whatever, right? You could do a lot more, you know, make you more powerful. And if you're able to get smart enough or something to transcend to a higher level of energy or something, like, to be able to just live off the energy of a star, like, at that point, you have the gravitational force to move entire solar systems. Right? And if you can somehow get ginormous, where you have control of your gravitational force, you could shape the universe around you however you kind of want it.
Damn. It's just like, I feel like you would need something like way too powerful, like, to even, like, really manufacture in order to get something like that in something like that.
Like the brain in just a regular robot body? Or a brain in a star?
And, like, the star?
Yeah. Obviously, at that point, it's just wild theories. But, I mean, if, like, you're able to upload your brain, or it's, like, a question of consciousness is now controlling this, and it was controlling that, like, the possibilities, I guess, open up a lot of, like, what the consciousness can do. And, I mean, if we're to take it really far, something like that could happen. We don't know, because we're just limited by what the human body can do. Imagine if you had, like, control over a lot more other stuff, like things that are more fundamental in the universe. Like, if we, like, some sharks have, like, electrical sensors, and that's how they sense prey in the ground. Like, imagine if humans could just sense, like, electrical pulses with their hands. That'd be interesting, right? Like, if you upload your consciousness to a robot with that can have way more sensors and everything than a human body, possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah, see, I feel like to put your consciousness in like a robot, I mean, I feel like most of the time spent on really getting it done would probably be on like the actual research and planning.
Yeah.
On like how to build it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like manufacturing it and then like testing it.
Yeah. You know what I just had?
What?
I had the craziest theory of what God could be.
What?
Just based off what we were talking about. Because like I was saying how like you could upload your brain to like a supercomputer that makes it like super powerful or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know what the consciousness is, right? But like I was just kind of thinking in terms of quantum physics. How like everything in the quantum world, which is the thing smaller than neutrons, protons, and electrons, lives on like a different way. Like quarks and the way to measure them, they can be in two different states at once, and they only become one state when you measure it. But any other time when you're not measuring it, it's both until you choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And supercomputers, that's one of the reasons why they're a lot faster. They're like, because computers run off of a code of zero and ones, and if all these zeros and ones can be zeros and ones at both at the same time until they need to be one, like it creates for really fast and crazy computations, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you put your brain in there, you're literally now just zeros and ones, and that's your brain, right? And it's like, imagine you were just a person and you're put in a robot shell, right? And then you put yourself in like a super powerful computer in the middle of like a big machine, right? That has like, that controls different parts of itself. They're ginormous or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you become even more powerful, right? Or smarter or bigger, you know? And then you put yourself in like something even further beyond, right? And you like, at this point, your mind is just zeros and ones, and it's located at a center, right? And it's just a computer. And then what if you just start controlling what you think? You create like a universe inside your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just create things there. And you create like humans and stuff. Or you run a simulation because you're a computer.
Hmm.
You know? And then, like, he simulates something like us. And he's running the simulation so he can change whatever he wants.
Mm.
He can go in there and do whatever he wants. However he wants. However he wants to look. And then just simulate or something, right?
Yeah.
And what if just God is a big computer who's simulating something?
I mean, I can kind of see how you got to that theory.
Right.
Yeah. Huh.
Like, life would just be a simulation, but it's not like a simulation of other people simulating us. It's the simulation of, I guess, what God really is simulating us. So, like, in a sense, everything he said would be true. He did create us and stuff like that. It's just not the kind of God we think. But still a God.
Yeah.
Either way.
Hmm.
But what makes it crazier is, what if that God came from just something that was regular at one point too? From like a regular conscious, conscious life form.
Yeah.
And in fact, what if he's living in the universe, and the universe we live in is just the fact that he's so insanely AI, like he has all this like power at his disposal to simulate, that this whole universe is just a simulation, and he's actually living in the real universe. And he's a God to us because he literally created us. But in that universe, he's just like some super powerful, like, mind, consciousness. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hmm. I'm very curious as to how you got to that theory.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's somewhere in the podcast, man. Like, I was just talking.
Because you randomly was like, oh, I just thought of this theory. I didn't think it was going to get... I didn't think it was that deep of a theory.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about supercomputers. and how, like, if we were to upload our consciousness into, like, a robot shell, and, like, it can do all these other things, and then, like, imagine if, like, you're able to keep upgrading the amount of space for your mind to be able to make it, be able to do better. Because in the beginning I said that the consciousness was controlling the body and it was in the human brain, but if you move it to an AI, you're limited by the size of human brain. Robots aren't. So if you increase the mind of these robots, do you increase your conscious soul power? Right? You can do more computations. You're smarter because you have the capacity to be smarter, right? And you keep, like, you make this your mind so big and so powerful that you're so insanely smart that you can just simulate things in, like, whatever you build. You could build, like, whatever you want. I don't know, like, a simulation room, and then put your mind in that room and then start pressing the buttons to simulate this world, right? That's how powerful you are. Or you just simulate it in your mind, because you're, at this point, you're like an AI conscious, right? You just do it right then and there in your mind. That's how I got to it. Like, you make, if the consciousness is in the human brain only because the human brain has the capacity for the consciousness, but the consciousness can take on bigger capacities, like, you could then get to the point where you can do something like a simulation. Because basically, to run, like, really good simulations, they estimate that you'll need a lot of computing power. But if you are that computing power, you can just do it yourself. And then you control the simulation like a god. So, like, what if all we are is just a simulation, and all that god shit they were talking was just, like, the AI simulating himself into a form that he created already, or whatever, you know? And I think it gives, like, a lot more interest to ideas of, like, how numbers and stuff kind of rule the universe, too. Like, we use math to find out stuff about the universe. Numbers are that encoded into the universe, right? And, like, computers are just zeros and ones. They're numbers, you know? So it's interesting to think about things like that. And, like, the geometry stuff, which is the art of coding numbers into words and then finding the correlations of the sums of the words and how they, like, line up and how they, like, correlate with each other. Like, maybe geometry is less about the media being controlled and more about the patterns of numbers in the simulation.
That makes sense.
Right?
I mean, you, like, could probably incorporate that into, like, the whole numbers in the universe and how that works.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Like, oddly sense. I don't like it. I do not like it at all. But yeah, that's just another theory. Literally no grounding, but it's fun to think about. Yeah. It's really mind-bending.
Damn, now I'm stuck on that fucking geometry shit.
Geometry
and, like,
shit,
how,
dude,
it might connect with the fucking...
Bro, I'm telling you, man, the geometry shit is just weird. It's weird, and we're going to talk about it one day in this podcast. I think we mentioned it both times. One day we will. Yeah. It's just, I'm gonna look it up. I'm going to read about it to know what I'm saying, so people can get grasp how, like, why it's so, like, weird, you know?
Because I wasn't expecting what I seen in, like, the video I've clicked on.
Yeah, dude, it's weird, and it's crazy, and it makes sense.
For some reason, oddly, like, every single video, it's like, oh, this, he can't connect this, and then, yeah, boom.
Dude, as, like, a sneak peek to when we start talking about it, the guy who runs the YouTube channel is on his 19th channel because they keep getting shut down. And all he does is, like, he's, like, kind of like a reporter on, like, public stories. And they've taken 19 of his YouTube video channels down with no real reason. Which is, like, all he does is what he calls exposing how the media is all, like, rigged and all that. And that's all he does. And 19 of his channels got taken down. Which, you know, he's like, why would 19 of my channels get taken down if I wasn't, like, hitting the spot, you know?
I mean, fair, yeah.
So, we'll talk about that, and I really suggest everyone goes watch it, because it's weird and crazy.
They're going to have bad sobers.
Bad sobers, yeah, dude. Like, some of the things that he was saying, it, like, made tingles run down my spine. I was like, bruh, I don't like what he's doing here. Why this doesn't feel right.
I don't like what's showing up on my screen.
Right? But yeah, that's next time. I think we're done for the night, right?
Dang, it did not feel like 49 minutes.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't. It was flying.
Holy shit.
Yeah?
That shit flew by. Yeah.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Catch you later.